248-539-9797.
Oh, Kenny Cott, and they're talking hot dogs. He'll be attempting round two of the 999 challenge at Comerica Park this evening. All right.
Okay, nice try, David.
The Tigers made a trade today, and we have more information about why maybe that trade was made when they sent Enrique Jimenez there, depending on which service you subscribe in. Basically, some people say is the 15th. Some people say like the 21st prospect that they have. He's a 19-year-old catcher. They signed for over $1 million from the Dominican Republic. But they're pretty stacked at catcher. They sent him to the Twins for starting pitcher Chris Paddock and pitcher Randy Dobnik. Dobnik, club option. You might remember him a little bit from playing at Jimmy John's Field with the United States Professional Baseball League with Utica. I don't remember if he was a that's the whole problem with that league. You have the who do you root for? Do you root for the Bloomfield team? Do you root for the Utica team? The Woolly Mammoths? Anyway, whatever. And the reason they made that trade, besides, yes, they do need another arm, and Chris Paddock, not having a great season. He's a major league pitcher, a legitimate major league pitcher. He can start, and he can do long relief. And we thought they needed depth anyway. But it was also announced today, moments ago, that Reese Olson is out for the remainder of the season with a quad strain. With a shoulder strain. So he's done for the year.
Yeah. And
also,
there we go.
Parker Meadows. Actually, what? He had two hits yesterday, right? He's going on the IL as well with a quad strain. So both Ryan Kreidler and Andy Ibañez are active today. So right now, even with the trade, and I know you're going to sit there and say, well, Stoney, Parker Meadows wasn't playing very well. I know, but I kind of thought that he would, as the season progressed, get a little better. Now, he's not out for the season. He's just on the injured list. We don't know how long it'll be, 10 days, whatever. And Andy Ibañez was bad before they sent him to Toledo, and Kreidler has not been very productive as a major league player at all.
Right.
Right now, the Tigers are worse today than they were 12 hours ago. Because Reese Olson
is done for the year.
So, Rico, you're right. They need another starting pitcher. I wish they would have gone after or were able to acquire Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins. I understand it would have cost them a hell of a lot more than Enrique Jimenez. But like I said, I would have given up a minimum of the Lorenzen because Joe Ryan is still under control until for two more years.
So you think that Paddock may actually be in the starting rotation on the back end, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Well, so right now you're starting.
He's debuting on Wednesday.
What'd you say?
Paddock is debuting on Wednesday for us.
Okay. So right now your starting rotation is Scooble, Flaherty, Melton. In no particular order. Scooble, Flaherty, Mize, Paddock and Melton, or Paddock and Montero,
I got a feeling, Stoney, we're going to go back to pitching chaos. It seems like we're this close from just two starters pitching chaos, or three starters and pitching chaos.
Right. And also tonight, I want to hope that if you're going to the game tonight, because they're playing against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and when former Tiger and, according to Bob Nightingale and others, a guy that the Tigers want really badly right now, Eugenio Suarez, when he comes to the plate, no matter what he does, whether he hits a home run on his previous at bat or whatever, you applaud him and you let him know we want you here. Not that it makes any difference because it's up to Arizona, but he is still a free agent next year. Maybe that would help him sign an extension if they made that trade. Doubtful, but whatever. But more importantly, I would like you to boo the hell out of Eduardo Rodriguez.
Really?
Yes.
Stoney, you haven't let that go.
No, he effed the Tigers. He screwed the Tigers out of some prospect. Yeah, he did.
Well.
It's Scott Harris's first deadline. He made a mistake because he didn't have plan B, as I've been asking around baseball. Most people don't have plan Bs, but he's in charge, so it's his fault. I'm not absolving him. But he thought that deal was done, and they obviously had an agreement from his agent that he was, and at the last minute, he said no. That's my guess. He would not make a trade if...
Stoney, I get what you're saying.
You don't agree to a trade.
I don't think it was in his control. I think it was outside parties who nixed that deal. And it wasn't him, and it wasn't his agent. So...
So you think it was more the Dodgers?
No, I think it was more in-house with him.
Oh, with Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Fine, whatever.
So I think that there were certain family members who said,
right.
Anybody but L.A., any place but L.A. So,
well, whatever.
Yeah.
He let his wife determine where his livelihood for the last 2 months of a season where he had a chance to win a World Series. And allegedly, he didn't want to go to the West Coast, and it's not the coast, but he ended up in Arizona.
Any city but L.A.
Whatever reason, just like Scott Harris, it's his ball game,
yes.
So he should get some blame for that because he's in charge. Eduardo Rodriguez should be the head of the household, or at least have say where he plays, and because of... whatever rumors you want to believe about him or whatever.
Right. Allegedly, there's probably 30 other places he could have gone to, just not that city.
Okay, then they should have told him immediately.
And that's it. Yeah, maybe you should have had
that's
this conversation
my point. Don't even
with
think
the
of
wife.
Be, hey. Or not even with the wife or with the Tigers and say, look, here's the deal. Anywhere but L.A.,
right.
I'll go.
Right.
And he obviously didn't do that. I don't see Scott Harris being that arrogant where he's going to say, well, I'll show you. I'll trade you in L.A. There's no way you'll do
this. No, I think Scott Harris took Erod at Rodriguez right? at his word. Like, right. No, I'm good to go.
Right.
And you're right.
So Rodriguez. You boo the hell out of him tonight. You boo Eduardo Rodriguez. 248-539-9797. Who's with me? And maybe more important than that. And the Tigers worse today than they were 12 yes. hours ago because of the injury situation to Olsen, even though they got Chris Paddock, who's going to pitch on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think they are worse. I guess maybe the next 2 days will kind of make you feel a little bit better with him and Milton on the mound. If they can go out there and you can start get to a three-game winning streak, you'll feel a little bit better about this deal. But no, you're right. Right now, you're not feeling that great. This isn't what you wanted your trade deadline week to become.
Right.
Now, granted, we still got a few more days
yes.
to go.
This better not be it.
But right now, yeah, if this was all the trading that you did, man, I think Tiger fans will
yes.
feel very
right.
underwhelmed.
I have confidence something else will happen. But I will say this, 248-539-9797. If you're going down there tonight and you hear this, pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Eduardo Rodriguez, you get off your chair. You get off your ass. Boo! 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 Wussy! Boo! 97 won the ticket.
That may or may not be Stoney tonight.
If I was going and sitting in the stands, I'd be booing his lefty ass. Now, of course, because I said this, now he's probably pitched like a two-hit shutout against this.
I guess I didn't know that you were holding out to this long. I kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah,
I
never
upset.
Thought about it. Then I looked. I said, "Oh, Eduardo Rodriguez is pitching. God, he's the guy that kind of screwed us a couple years ago." I don't remember the exact. I don't think we ever found out which prospects from the Dodgers that they would have gotten, but it was certainly been better than what they got, which was nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rico. I completely forgot about this, to be honest.
Right.
I'm like, this is season. He's upset about this deal.
I'm with Stoney. I'll side with Stoney on this one. I agree. I'm going to be booing if I see him.
Good.
Really?
Well, you're going to see him.
Well, yeah, you got better things to do, Kenny.
If this rain goes away.
Boo! I'm 8 beers in.
That already means I beat the over-under. That means we're in the 8th inning.
That's right. Actually, you should do the 9999 challenge. 9 boos. That'll be the easy part.
Okay. Can I replace the booze, B-O-O-Z-E, with B-O-O-S?
No.
Then I'll be saying this to you.
Kenny, you going to really do this tonight?
Yeah, man. What's stopping me?
Okay. Which do you want, the full or do you want the over-under?
Because I know.
Okay, for those who are just joining us, Kenny failed at the 999 challenge over the weekend.
Why do I feel like you get so much joy saying that? Kenny has failed.
I don't, Kenny. I just, I'm not angry at you. I'm just disappointed.
It's odd that a disappointment for you is me not eating 9 hot dogs and chugging 9 beers. Because, that's disappointing to you.
Because, Kenny, I thought
most
this
people
was
would be like, Kenny's making good health decisions, probably.
No, because I thought this was in your wheelhouse. I mean, you've shown that you like throwing your life away. So, you know what? Let's do it for a purpose.
Again, with the slander.
Let's do it for a purpose.
Turning my life around. I'm getting married. I'm going to, have a nice life.
Would it be more disappointing if he couldn't do, like, 9 Captain Morgans in there?
It would be disappointing.
Excuse me, Admiral
it.
Nelson.
It would be better in terms of I could do it easier because it's less liquid. Mm-hmm. I mean, beer is like actually eating bread. Like, that's how much substance beer has in it.
I understand. I just figured when David told us, like, wait, what do you mean he didn't make? Then I'm thinking, okay, well, if he got to 7, I can't be mad. And then you're like, well, I got to 3.
3?
Oh, my God.
So somebody did post an interesting question on the text. Let's say I finish 9-9. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a reversal of sorts. Does that not count anymore? Or is it the fact that I already
did it? No, you can do the reversal. That's fine.
Okay,
no.
I'm asking.
No, it doesn't count.
Hold on now. What are the rules for the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July?
Doesn't count.
I think after a certain amount of time.
Exactly.
You have to...
Like, if he goes home and pukes, that's okay.
If I leave the ballpark and make it home, I think that should count.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. If we can all agree on that.
Okay, but in the car, no.
Also, am I allowed
right
to start
the ballpark? No.
Am I allowed to start before the game starts? Like, first pitch is what, 6:40? Am I allowed to have one at 6:30?
It's not called the pregame 999.
I'm asking questions here. That's
first pitch, first bite.
I'm in the ballpark.
I would say you could do the before the anthem. You could.
As long as you're in the ballpark.
I agree.
Mm, yeah. Wait, Kenny needs extra time now.
No, listen.
I'm just asking questions. That's all we're doing here.
Before the first pitch, I don't think he's getting a 2. So if he gets to I think he's just 1 if he starts.
You know what, Kenny? I'll start. When they sing the national anthem, you can start.
How generous of you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, say, can you eat?
Right.
By the way, just to let everybody know, Randy Dobnik has already been assigned to Toledo. So
kind of figured
that basically was a money deal. Instead of the Tigers sending like a couple million dollars to Minnesota, they basically took his contract and has like a 1.5 left.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No big deal. So, Chris, it's Chris Paddock for, Jimenez, who's, a high teen, so to speak, prospect catcher where they're very deep at. But the bigger story is not that that Parker Meadows got hurt again and is on the IL. It's that Reese Olson might be out for the season. Now, originally they said they're saying, well, there's a chance he could be back for the playoffs, which I think is a better chance of that than the Aiden Hutchinson news last year. But
or Cobb. Mm-hmm. We still waiting on him.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Do you feel like the Tigers are better or worse off than they were 12 hours ago?
Yeah.
And if you see Kennicott down at the ballpark, please take pictures and make sure he does the 999 challenge.
Yes. And if you are there, make sure you boo the hell out of Eduardo Rodriguez.
You're not alone, Stoney. Ticket Text here says, I've been waiting for Rodriguez to return to Comerica Park ever since he screwed us years ago. I hope he gets booed so loud he can't even pitch the ball. Someone else, Matt in Richmond, says, fans need to lustily boo E-Rod. He screwed us out of a player who might be key to winning this year. F him, Matt in Richmond.
Keep going.
Wow.
They're getting behind the movement. Spite.
Another one. E-Rod is a liar. Boo this man. Oh, my gosh. So you're not alone. You're not alone.
Maybe make signs and stuff. I don't know if you're allowed. I wish Paws could put up a sign. I wish you were still here. Not. Or something like that. I don't know. Obviously, that's never going to happen. But, just boo him.
He had a choice to make, and he chose to He had to disappoint somebody. He chose to disappoint the Tigers and the fans.
He chose to stay here and disappoint us. Usually we love when athletes want to stay here.
You know,
in that case, no.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. I understand that. There's no Yes, I do. People don't understand. My wife, it was her birthday this weekend. I gave her the greatest gift of all.
You sure did, Stoney.
I was away from her. No, there was none of that. I said I stayed away from her. Yeah.
He said he gave her a good present. A good present.
Okay. No. This is where he made the mistake, and we all thought we heard something different.
Oh. Let's just say it was close to horse.
Yeah,
horse.
Right.
Yes. Horses.
Like a horse show.
Yeah. Just kept stumbling over one part of that word, and it just didn't sound the best.
You guys have perverted ears.
Happy birthday.
Well, you know what? If we all stopped and looked like,
I know.
What just happened here?
I looked up at you, Rico, and I was like, what did he just say? What's he trying to say?
Right. I'm looking at the show. She's like, let me rewind the tape. I missed something here. Is Stoney trying to tell us something?
All right.
Anyway.
My telephone number is 248-539-9797.
Some more ticket takes here. Says, yes, definitely boo E-Rod. He screwed us over. I don't like this guy. Glad he's here so we can boo him. Another one says the Tigers traded for the dollar bin. Wow, that is from Jason. Another person says they are definitely worse. Why do they keep bringing up Kreitler? This is ridiculous. Robbie from Mackinac. Am I missing something here? Why are the Tigers trading for people to send to Toledo? Don't we need somebody now?
We do.
Well, Minnesota said, look, if you want Paddock, you're going to have to take this guy or give us his contract cash.
If this is the only move that the Tigers make, yeah, this move will be severely underwhelming. Oh, that's all I got.
If this is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about booing Eduardo Rodriguez. If this is the only move that is made, by 4 o'clock on Thursday, and they say, we're done, trading deadline's over, you're going to hear a little more than booing coming from this microphone, and I'm sure your microphone, and everybody out there on Thursday. They have to at least do something else.
They have to. It doesn't mean that they will, but we're all hoping that, okay, this is the setup move, and the major move is coming within the next 72 hours.
You hope so.
We're hoping.
All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. 97.1, The Ticket, the Valenti Show with Rico Stoney in for Mike. And the Tigers, with the trades that they made today, are, I wouldn't say insignificant, the trade, but it's not that huge of a deal because they're worse now than they were 12 hours ago because we found out that Reese Olsen's basically done for the season.
Yeah.
So you pick up, hopefully, the first of a few guys today with Chris Paddock, who's had a rough season. He wasn't even great last year. He'll be starting Wednesday for the Tigers. Sometimes change of sceneries help, you know, but
what you're hoping for the Tigers, this isn't the one and only move.
Right. They still need a bat. And they still need a reliever.
Well, see, at this point, what's interesting is, while I say bat, and I still say bat, Rico, you may be more right now. With Reese Olsen being gone for the year, and I get it, you're getting Paddock, but this starting rotation, man, it's getting thin. And I don't have the confidence in it right now.
And look, I know everybody wants a bat. Everybody wants the offense. Everybody wants the home run. Everybody wants that guy to come off the bench and just knock the cover off the ball and drive in a run. But when it comes to playoff baseball, it is about defense. It's about who has the better, you know, the rotation out there, who can get the most outs, who can shorten the game. That's why I said starting pitching is more important. And David, just looking at – look, and this is before I knew Olsen was going to be done for the year, but it was rather thin. It's really, you know, it's Scooble, and then, you know, kind of take your chances. Now, Flaherty went out there and gave a Scooble-like performance over the weekend. Can he keep this up? Well, so far, that was the anomaly this past weekend, not the norm. So that's why I'm saying, yeah, you need guys to go out there, or we're going to end up in pitching chaos again. And it worked last year, but that's something that I'm not trying to bank on, because I think this team is better than they were last year.
I totally agree with you as far as what they need. They need everything, though. And if I'm going to pick one, I'm going to take the bat. And do they have the artillery to get Sanchez, or to, you know, put the Arizona Diamondbacks general manager in a sealed room at Comerica Park and basically make demands and make him give the Tigers Sanchez right today? 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Brad. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to reach out as a multi-999 champion. I have some rules here that most people may not be aware of, and so I just wanted to reach out. I get asked this question all the time. Are you allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog? And my answer to that is automatic disqualification, minus two hot dogs.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
You just hate ketchup that much, or you just hate ketchup that much, or you should never be on a hot dog?
I'm with you.
I'm a mustard man.
Okay.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Yes!
Second, this is a game of consistency and discipline. So you need to go ahead and crack the beverage at the top of every inning. You're not allowed to double down multi-innings. It's not the way that the game is.
See, this has been hotly debated. I've seen is some people think that you can just, if you're hungry enough where you can have two dogs or two beers in the first inning, then that lessens the load on you later on. But some people say that's not allowed. That's against the rules.
It's about being strategic on when you go up to the stand. It's all about timing. And chili dogs count as 1.5 hot dogs.
Oh, caddy.
I would never do that. That's just more stress on the digestive system. Plus, like, you're adding more risk of a bathroom break being necessary, which you don't want to do in these circumstances. This is war circumstances. You don't want to do that. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, the chili dog is definitely an at-home game. Yeah, that's not a ballpark food right there.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, if you're doing this at home, that rule might actually help. But at a ballpark, no. Just give me mustard or ketchup. I'm fine with ketchup. I'm not a snob like you people.
Anyways, fellas, go Tigers. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
And in case you're wondering why Brad was talking about the 999 challenge, and he's somebody who has done it, Kennicott failed.
Again with this. You just love saying it, don't you?
I'm sorry. What's the more PC way to say it?
No, it's not what you're saying, Rico. It's how you say it sometimes. You know how you always say that to Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have failed.
Kenny.
It feels like a should be following after.
Kenny was not successful in doing the 999 challenge.
Kenny came
up. He was very underwhelming.
Kenny came up.
Short.
Short, but he was more than just a little short.
Or you can make this more succinct. Kenny failed at the 999 challenge.
Yeah, there we are.
He's going to try this again tonight. So, Kenny, once again, are you going for the over-under, or are you just going to complete the challenge?
We're going to complete the challenge. I want to ask you guys, though, after seeing my performance or hearing of my performance in the last time I attempted this on Saturday, what would you put the over-under at? I want to go around the room here, just so I can gauge the confidence level of everybody here.
I would put your over-under at 5.5.
Bingo.
Seven and a half.
Nope. See, Stoney's got it, man. He knows. He has confidence.
5.5, Kenny, because you've changed, man. You know, maybe it was everything changed on your 30th birthday. You're just not that guy anymore.
I think
the switch was flipped.
Right, and it happens, Kenny. It really does, where you're like, wait, I used to be able to do this. And your body is just like, yeah, we've entered into a new decade now.
See, I think this might be the last hurrah, though. I mean, pre-wedding. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once.
See, I think Kenny is suffering from the humiliation that you in particular, Rico, have given him, and that he feels himself. I think that is going to propel him to really a really good performance tonight.
Well, here's the thing. If Kenny fails, Kenny has a hot dog roller that we all know that he loves. Mm-hmm. That thing will be destroyed. I will back up over that. Yep. and we will record it and put it out there for the people to watch as it gets crushed over. Either that or maybe, David, I'll just take a bat to it. How about that? We'll go full Office Space.
So are you going to be paying me in 20s, in 5s and 10s, or just a $100 bill? What are we talking about? That backing up sound was the Brinks truck. That was not your car.
Okay. I just, the look on Kenny's face when he knows he's going to have to throw in the white flag and just say, I can't do this.
Yeah. This is why I suspect you have joy coming from this, is you want that to happen. And that hurts my feelings, Rico.
It doesn't.
I thought we were boys. I thought we were friends. You were my one black friend, I thought. Wasn't that the bit?
It was, but, you know. Just
saying. It's not something a friend would do to another friend.
That's also something a friend wouldn't say.
Right. Or the fact that you are my one black friend. Okay.
Hey, you guys put that on me. Don't even pretend like that was a me thing.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. I know a lot of people want the Tigers to go all in. I think it's going to be very difficult because I don't think they have that much artillery. You say, well, how can you say that? They got the best farm system. First of all, if you're all in means getting Suarez, no, you're not going to give up Clark, McGonigal, Lorenzen, or Bereso, right? You're not going to give up any of those.
No, you're not giving up your top. You're not going to give up your top five.
Okay, and most teams would feel the same way. But it's weird because I saw at the break a discussion between John Heyman of the New York Post and another New York writer. I think it was Joel Sherman, and the Yankees need pitching badly, and Joe Ryan is available from Minnesota allegedly. And they're debating, saying, should the Yankees give up Spencer Jones, who is one of Baseball America's, he's their 93rd prospect. Not the Yankees, in all of baseball. So he's one of their top three. That's 93rd overall. For a guy who's a pitcher who you have two more years of control with, he's not a rental.
Right.
And Heyman says, no, you can't do that. Even though the fact of the matter is, a lot of the prospects, fruition.
And you know what, Stoney? Here's where I differ from, I guess, a lot of major league people. I don't care. I really don't. Okay, if I end up with egg on my face in 3, 4, 5 years from now, fine, I'll own it. But right now, there's a window. And I think a lot of Tigers fans see the window, and they want them to just not just go through it, but they want them to take a chair and break it and break through. You want them to go all in. But this whole, well, you know, the prospects, chances are, I think it was Mark Ryan was like, it's like a 38% chance that they you make it in the league, which means there's a better chance that you don't. There's a better chance that you just whiff on these guys, and they're the can't-miss guys that missed.
But you can't, to me, you can't give up one of those guys for a rental. That's my point. If Suarez...
It better be a hell of a rent.
Excuse me, if Sanchez had more years left, yeah.
I'm just saying it better be a hell of a... Like, if you're telling me they're going after Marcell Ozuna, then yes. I would actually, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth best player you got, I would go all in for him because that's the bat that you need. He'll produce for you. He's got playoff experience. Yeah. Yes, I would do it for him. But not for a lot of people.
Right.
But not for a rental. But if you get somebody for term, it comes at a cost. Right. So you got to be willing to pay.
Yes. If you can find somebody you can have, absolutely. Look, Suarez is a really good player, but he's not perfect. I mean, even the year he had 49 home runs for Cincinnati in 2019. And yes, he struck out 189 times. This year, in his 36 home runs, he only has 115 strikeouts, so he's doing better in that pattern. He's got 87 RBIs. He leads the National League right now with 87 RBIs. He's a terrific hitter that they desperately need, but you can't give up a top four. I'd give up the fifth prospect for him, possibly, if you think you're that close. Maybe Scott Harris... Well, believes that they're not that close.
And that goes into what I said last
week,
yes. Is that I think you need so many different pieces. If you just needed one, maybe you go all in for that move. We said you need a bat, you need relief pitching, you need starting pitching,
Yep.
And now, or we just stand pat and roll the dice and see what happens.
Well, now you definitely need another starting pitcher. And Chris Paddock's not it now that Reese Olson is out for this season. 97-1 the ticket.
That's right. It is
97-1 the ticket.
The big finish, guys. It is the big finish. And I'll start with what we just finished with, which was some fun here with numbers. Uh-huh. And we got to some of the best who wore it here. We started with number one, Anthony Carter, was considered the best one in college football to wear the number one. Charles Woodson was the best to wear the number two. We went over the number five, which was Reggie Bush. You disagreed with a couple of them. They had, what do we go over? Number 13. No, you didn't disagree with this one. That was Dan Marino. You disagreed with the number...
I disagree with number three.
Number three. That's what you disagree with, yes.
I thought it was Joe Montana.
And number three they had as Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, I mean...
He was the number one overall pick.
He was. And you know what? Sometimes you have to differentiate between what they did in college and what they did in the pros. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Notre Dame makes you get permission to wear number three...
Right.
To tell you how special number three is to Notre Dame.
I get it. By the way, number 21 on that list, Barry Sanders, today's the anniversary of his faxing the Lions and saying, see you later.
Oh, it is the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting with that number 21 on the best who wore it is that's a good list here. For the three that they had mentioned, they had Barry Sanders as, of course, the best.
Give us the college of the next one.
Honorable mention, the college was Michigan.
Oh, Desmond.
It was Desmond. And then you have Georgia Tech.
Calvin Johnson.
That's a
wow.
Three. There.
All three played with the Lions.
Sure did.
Hey, right.
You're right. Didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I think Calvin not going... I don't think anybody could have made a worse college choice than Calvin Johnson because you went to a team that ran the ball.
I know.
But you're one of the best wide receivers of all time. Imagine if he went to any team in the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know why he did that.
Because he's from Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta. Wanted a family to see him play.
I got it. They got a car. Couldn't they go to Georgia?
Well, you know what? If you,
or Florida.
And as I like to say, in all seriousness, any high-level wide receiver that decided to go to Michigan the last 7 years or whatever, they don't throw the ball very much.
Wasn't it the whole debate with Nico Collins
yeah.
and Tariq Hill? It was like, why are they here?
And Donovan Peoples-Jones. You had all three receivers
yeah.
all over, what, 6'2", 6'3"? And, yeah. But, yeah, I'm with you. But yeah, but Georgia Tech was known for like they're running that little wishbone. It's like, and you really?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, all right. Seems like a waste of talent, but I guess it worked. He still got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, it was basically a show full of baseball. We did talk about Class A. Class A for the Guardians is suspended right now due to a gambling investigation, which is the second pitcher on their roster to get investigated for gambling, which is believed to be prop bets as well. And we talked about it. How do you fix this? Do you get rid of prop bets? How do you regulate this?
I think you have to get rid of prop bets, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
I don't think you
can. There's too much money involved.
Yeah, I don't think you can get rid of prop bets because you're right. That's Stoney, prop bets and parlays, the online gambling stuff makes mm-hmm. all of their money. And what you have to do is you have to make it either you cap the amount of money you can spend on it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to also let the athletes know, hey, look, you get caught, and there are serious consequences. And you know, maybe you start running credit checks on some of these athletes. And every athlete coming in, you want to see, you know what, who's more than likely to need the extra money that, you know what, we're about to give them game-changing money, but they are already coming into the league or they got family members deeply in debt. Maybe we have a watch over these people.
And then we got to some Tiger news where we started off with this. There was a report from Bob Nightingale saying the Detroit Tigers are one of the strong suitors for Diamondbacks all-star Suarez, who would love to finalize the deal before he leaves town Wednesday. The Tigers start the series with the Diamondbacks tonight, and we talked about that, and then moves began to happen. and the Tigers made a move. The full trade here from Jeff Passan. Detroit receives right-handed pitcher Chris Paddock and Randy Dobnik, and they sent over the catcher first baseman Enrique Jimenez. So that was the one deal they did today. Your thoughts on the deal, and does this lead to other deals?
Well, we didn't know at the time when the trade happened that Reese Olson was out for the season.
That is also big news today. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's actually the biggest news.
Right.
Paddock.
The trade.
Yeah. You know, we kind of thought it was just like basically bullpen, you know, long reliever depth and that type of thing. Who cares? But now if he's got to be a starter, he's not. His track record the last couple of seasons have not been that good. So, yes, this team is not as good now as they were 12 hours ago. So they need to go get themselves some bullpen help, along with a bat.
Yeah.
And along with maybe a starting pitcher.
That drop is fitting, Rico, because you're right. What is this? It's not really much. It's not much.
Yeah. It's like, meh. As the kids would say, it's mid. Yeah.
Meh.
Meh. Mid. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens the rest of this week. Maybe it leads us. I ask you this. Is Suarez, does he become a Tiger before Wednesday?
No.
David, the more they talk about him becoming a Tiger, the more I'm saying no.
No, I don't. Unless Arizona can't get what they want for him, then the Tigers may be in the ballpark. That's about it.
All I'm hoping for is that Scott Harris is in a room right now with the GM for the Diamondbacks. Do not let him leave that room until a trade is made and he's in your lineup tomorrow. That's what I want.
Yes.
And we'll by the way, wishful thinking.
We also want Kenny Cotta's on his way down there to successfully complete the 999 challenge.